Welcome to the first version of our new weekly podcast called Macro Strategy Views, where we're going to focus on topical market and macro developments and trade ideas. My name is Thomas Haar. I'm responsible for FI&C research here at Danske. And today, I have the pleasure to have our excellent Swedish rate strategist, Marcus Söderberg, based in Stockholm, with me to focus on reflection on the latest inflation print from Sweden, implications for the Riksbank and implications for markets and how to trade it. First, I should say that this podcast is only suitable for and directed at professional investors in the European economic area and should not be redistributed. And I also refer to Danske Bank's full disclaimer, which is available on our research website under disclosures information. Before giving the word to you, Marcus, to discuss Sweden and all the interesting aspects of that, and especially given the latest inflation print, I just want to make one global remark, because the last couple of days there has been substantial focus on Turkey. We have to remember that every crisis and how it plays out depends on sentiments, fundamentals and policy response. Turkey at the moment looks very weak on all aspects, but clearly the policy response is key, and that's what we're going to look out for that to temporarily stabilize markets. We have not seen that yet in our view. We do see some risk of spillover to selective emerging markets such as South Africa, and there are some European banking sector exposure. But if you look at Sweden, Turkey is a relatively small trading partner, FDI is minor, and Swedish banks' exposure to Turkey is very small. So therefore, we think that when market stabilizes, we will begin to focus on Swedish fundamentals again. And that is exactly what we're going to do in this call and the reasons why we have decided to focus on Sweden despite all the turmoil which is happening currently. So over to you, Marcus. We had that very interesting inflation print on Friday. I'm interested in your thoughts on the different parts of the inflation basket and going forward.
Yes, thank you, Thomas. CPIF was out last Friday. CPIF was more or less in line with market expectation, a tad above the Riksbank's forecast. But what the thing that continues to disappoint is the core inflation, the CPI FX energy. It has been constantly undershooting the Riksbank's projection for a year or so, despite the fact that they have shifted the path downward on several occasions over the past year. But more interesting is probably to dig deeper into the details. What we saw, clothing were a bit lower than we had expected due to bigger summer sales. That could bounce back a bit over the next couple of months. On the other hand, we had airline ticket was running at a higher rate than we had expected. So this could also be we could also see a rebound here over the next few months. And that would put downward pressure on the already low service inflation, because service inflation is now running at 1.6%. It was close to 4% a year ago. And this downward trend is a sort of headache for the Riksbank. I mean, higher and stable domestic service inflation, which should be driven by higher wage growth. That, you can say, is a precondition for the inflation running persistently close to the 2% target. And looking more into details in order to make a judgment how inflation and not least service inflation will unfold going forward the rest of this series, we see that restaurant and hotel price hikes, they seem to have peaked. Last year, this component was running about 3% most of the year. It peaked at 4.6. Now it's down to 2.5. So one can suspect that to some part, the declining house prices and mandatory amortization is taking its toll here. Another indication of that is, in fact, that we had other pieces of data a couple of weeks ago that showed that bankruptcies within the restaurant business is up almost 20% since last year. So it would not come as a surprise to us if these prices continue to slip going forward, and that would put even more pressure on the service inflation. On the other hand, we have a weaker krona, but that's in our forecast, and still CPI FX energy will be muted throughout the rest of this year in our view. So to sum up, you can say that inflation is high, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, very good sum up there, Marcus, and clearly express our thoughts. And then, of course, coming to the Riksbank, what guidance should we expect from them on their meeting on the 6th of September? They still have in their rate path that they will hike in Q4. There are not a lot of data left outside this inflation data we got last week. And we even think that housing price data could turn lower again here in second half. But maybe that doesn't matter much for the risk bank, more inflation focused as always. But what are your thoughts here on the risk bank heading into the meeting on the 6th of September?
Yeah, what we will be looking for, and I think the market will look for, is some, if there's any tweaks in the short end or repo rate path. I mean, if you should mirror the current path as closely as possible, there it implies a 10 basis point hike in October, followed by another 15 basis point in February. We will look for changes in the path which could give some indications, signals, whether the Riksbank will move in smaller steps to start off with or in 25 basis point steps. Our call for the September meeting is that they will do some tweaks with playing down the likelihood for a rate hike this year. So meaning that we will probably push out this 10 basis point, which is implied right now in the October meeting, further out on the curve. But it seems to be, I mean, we are moving towards a split board with a 3-3 split. But since Mr. Ingves has the decisive vote on a 3-3 split, and he remains in the dovish camp due to the low core inflation, we don't believe that's our base case, that we don't see any rate hike this year.
And you can say, Marcus, ECB is now priced quite dovishly with around 10 basis points in December 19, and I think something like less than 30 basis points for the whole of 2020, which I think is very dovishly priced, even compared to our dovish ECB forecast, where we look for 20 basis point hike in December 19. But if this plays out as the market is suggesting now, how much will that be a constraint on the risk bank in terms of, will they really be able to out-hike the ECB to the extent the market is saying right now?
Yeah, I think that is one risk factor that the dovish camp will point at. Just like, I mean, what's going on in the global economy with trade tariffs, Italy, Brexit, and in the domestic housing market. I think that is a concern where the ECB, I mean, if they start moving late next year, if the Riksbank hikes, say, 1 year before the ECB starts to do that, that could be a trigger for appreciation on the krona. Just like we saw in 2002 and 2011 when the Riksbank out-hiked the ECB, the krona started to appreciate quite aggressively. It had an effect on imported inflation after that. And the appreciation took place despite the fact that rates market did price in that, say, 6 months before they started. So even though it's priced in the rates market, you cannot really rule out that it will be a trigger for the krona to start appreciating. And that is a concern for the Riksbank, or at least the dovish camp within the Riksbank.
So it will make it difficult for them. That has always also been our argument, and it is difficult for the ECB to get started here, even though it looks very dovishly priced now, at least the ECB. But in terms of the risk bank, going back to that, Marcus, what do you think would be a fair pricing of the risk bank, and how does that compare with where we are at the moment?
Yeah, we're pricing 3 basis points at the October meeting, followed by 6 basis points in December, and in total 40 basis points up to end of next year, 2019. And I mean, I think you should have a small premium for a small hike during the winter time. So I would say short-term pricing is perhaps not that as aggressive as it has been over the past few years. On the other hand, we have the growth risks related to the housing market is still looming. So in that perspective, it's not unlikely that the first hike will come much later. So I think for the moment, I think pricing is, in the very short end, is fairly fair. But still, the curve is very steep compared to many other markets up to the five-year segments. So you still... with the status quo, you can still earn a lot of money with the roll-down trades, I would say.
Right. And in terms of how to play that, Marcus, and go a little bit more into that. So We have historically been very much in favor of receiving the short end. Do you really think there's still something left there, or would it be to try to earn some money there to play the flattener in, let's say, the mid part of the segment of the curve?
Yeah, I think you can still earn some money on the roll downs. If you look at like a shorter roll down trade, 6 month, 1 year, you still can get a 20 basis point roll down over 6 months. But we also like to use that as financing different kind of flatterings along the yield curve, like the 3.7s, for instance. Both outright and relative to Euro curve looks good. I mean, if the Riksbank does hike during the winter, we do expect it to be a dovish hike, in the sense that at the same time they deliver a hike, they could flatten the repo rate path just in order to stem off and the market getting ahead of themselves and pricing in a full-blown hiking cycle for the Riksbank. And on top of that, we expect more evidence of slower growth due to residential investments during the winter, weighing on the GDP outlook. And we believe that together speaks in favor of curve flatteners, especially on a relative basis, because it's very steep compared to many other markets.
Right. And I guess, and finance that with a bit of received in the short end, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I know, Marcus, you also like some of the, you think there are some clear break-even opportunities in Sweden at the moment. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, one attractive trade that we like is the one that, in fact, plays on the Riksbank's focus on the core inflation, why energy prices soar. If you buy a linker in the 3-5 year segment and pay in the matching swap as a swap-based break-even rate, and at the same time receive in the red FRA contract, that is a favorable combination, because the break-even will benefit from higher energy prices, that it will hit consumer price index. And red FRA seems to be particularly exposed to Riksbank policy outlook short-term with a lot of volatility. And, I mean, you can argue that break-evens are trading very elevated, at very elevated levels, but you need to remember when the Riksbank eventually starts to hike rates, that will feed directly into the consumer price index through mortgage costs, the flexible mortgage rates. So, for instance, looking at the Riksbank's forecast for CPI, yes, in a couple of years' time, running at 2%. At the same time, they have the CPI, which is down the line for linkers, is running about 3%. So the mortgage component could end up roughly at 1 percentage point. So this trade has earned some, say, 20 basis points over the last couple of months if you take the inflation carry into account. But we think there is more potential in that trade.
Right. Some obvious trading ideas from your perspective there, Marcus. And just also to add a little bit on the currency side, obviously Euro Stoxx has moved up like something like 20 figures over the last couple of weeks. But we do think that with the forward guidance, as Marcus said, in terms of the September meeting, probably skewed a little bit towards that they need to play down the chances of a rate hike late this year, that the risk to that is slightly on the upside for Euro Stoxx. Also remember that we still think that there is a risk that the housing market can turn lower again later this year, which could also add some weakness to the Stoxx. So from an FX perspective, we think that Euro Stoxx is a buy on dip still. We are still in that mentality and maybe around the 10.25, 10.30 level. This was all for this week's podcast. Thanks a lot, Marcus, for you to join me here on this call.
Thank you.
To all clients, we hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back next Monday. Have a good week.